Two peas in a pod, one's a comic, one's a god. Sailing through the storm, ain't scared of stuff. Lost but never beaten, navigating rough seas. Fighting through the chaos just to spread some laughs and tease. We're two peas in a pod, joking through the night. Storming through the madness to bring you light. Comic in a gall, what a quirky sight. Tune in, busy listeners, for a ride that's dynamite.
Over Christmas, I got addicted to Squid Games.
No, I haven't seen Squid Games because it's not my jam. I mean, I get it, like a horror kind of fucking game show.
Well, not really. But
well, yeah, I suppose it's a horror to try and live through or survive.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like made like a horror.
No, it's not made like a horror, but I suppose if you're running it, it is kind of horrifying.
Yeah, it would be horrifying to be a part of.
Yeah, because I mean, it fucking, you know, the cutting the bisque and the cutty cocker game, like fucking fuck it up and they get shot in the head straight away.
Yeah.
It's all fucking pretty.
Everything is like, you know, if you don't die in it, then if you fail, then you'll just get shot.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty much. I remember seeing a clip of the new series. Where like someone's talking, like he kind of speaks out about like him being in the first games.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, I was the only winner, and they all looked at him like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Only one person won. Why would you go back?
He wanted to find out who did it, who's, you know, like in charge, and wanted to get it stopped and all that inside.
Yeah, play the game. I don't see why he didn't sign to be the guard or something.
Well, he got him to agree to put him in, but he had like a plan, like, you know, he had like a GPS with this like a kind of listening in device like built into his tooth as well, with all the money he won from the first one, you know.
Man, so my mum was literally like just trying to find out as much as he can to take him down.
Yeah, but then while he was asleep and they were transporting him, they found the device, so he was screwed.
It makes sense to check him. So yeah, you've got to have some kind of motive to come back.
Didn't have a backup plan apparently.
Let's give you an MRI.
but it's essentially like it's essentially a first half of the last series, the second season is. It's the first half of a series, really, because it builds a load of stuff up that's not going to be paid off until the next series.
Yeah, it makes sense, like doing a lot of world building.
Basically, yeah, so it's just going to be three series long, because the next one has already been said to be the final season. There's new games and stuff in it, though. I learned the one that was in it this year. Because it was interesting. It's rock, paper, scissors, but a variant of it. Rock, paper, scissors, minus one.
Minus one.
So you start off like this. You're supposed to do it. Go on. Do it. Yeah. Rock, paper, and then you do both hands. So let's just say, like, you know, that.
Mm-hmm.
And do whatever you want. Okay, yeah. So, and then we'd say minus one. So in this situation, I would be like...
Oh, so you choose the one you don't want.
And
so
then it's like, you would okay, take
well,
away.
So I'd probably take away the fucking... that one, so I don't lose.
Yeah, so you don't get. And then we'd have to do it again.
So, fuck. We'd
have to do it again.
That's
then
pretty
back
fucked
to
up.
It's good, I liked it, man.
It's clever, because then it kind of thinks about how you're going to play. But then it's minus one, you got to be quick. And I'm guessing you can't wait for the opponent to remove one hand first.
Oh, yeah, you both do it at the same time.
I liked the one with the giant robot girl. Ma, 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 ma,
like
ma, ma. That's the one.
That's the only one that comes back. It's good.
I remember seeing a clip of someone pushing somebody, if I recall. Someone pushed him?
Yes, I think they did in it. Purple haired guy, probably. He was a dick.
Yeah.
He found this listening device in the guy's tuff, but this other guy went in with a cross necklace around his neck. Nobody else had that jewellery, but he did. And that cross luckily he did, because that cross necklace happened to have, like, pills in it.
What kind of pills? Like suicide pills?
No. Like drug pills. He never said they were. They were some necks, like, new thing, apparently, you know.
No.
And he gets killed at one point, so somebody else takes it and they start taking more, and I reckon they're going to OD in the next one.
Either that or they're going to come fucking feral.
Yeah. It's not that kind of thing.
I need drugs. Come here. I'll kill you.
But today, though, this is the Two Peas in the Podcast show, and I am one of your peas, Katie Hinkin, comedic babyface, and everybody's favourite laughing stock. And I'm also with the Gothic P, who is here to the right of me, the evil hippie. Say hello to the people first.
Hello.
And we've got many of things we're going to cover today. One of the few things we're going to hit on is we're going to be talking about the 1976 Nice bank robbery, which was cool, even if it is French, which
is
isn't so cool.
Nice?
Nice, France.
Oh, so I know another place, Nice.
It was dubbed the heist of the century. We're going to be talking about that. We'll be talking about maybe some ready confessions of people who claim to have seen aliens.
Oh my God.
Met aliens, not just UFOs.
The crazy people.
Them ones, probably, yeah. The majority of them.
They touched my wang.
And then also there will be the Seven Wonders of the World, and I will make my argument as to why I think we need to relook at the Seven Wonders of the World.
Pyramids of Giza, the Great Wall of China, Stonehenge is one of them,
Stonehenge, I think, is one. I'm not actually completely sure.
I don't know what the full seven are. I remember what the three of them are. I'm assuming, like, maybe the Grand Canyon, I suppose, would be a great wonder of the world.
I don't know. I think these are wonders of the world. I think these are, like, man-made.
Oh, man-made wonders. So it'd be, like, buildings and
yeah, like, so old structures. Christ the Redeemer is one.
Oh, even the giant Jesus in fucking Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes sense.
Great Wall of China. Machu Picchu, Pyramid of Giza, Colosseum.
Oh yeah, the Colosseum makes sense. That was a beautiful building.
I'm forgetting some.
Well, I'm sorry, some Notre Dame weren't one of them, because that was a beautiful cathedral before it burned down.
I don't think Notre Dame is.
What about the fucking catacombs in the front?
That's been redone now. That is. That's been redone. You know now.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. They'll make an effort to save it, but it's never going to be the fucking same.
No, it's like nicer, if anything. They finally, like, restored it, and it's been open to the public again now. It's all been redone, like, it looks nice. It looks just like it used to, really.
Oh, that's good, then.
Like,
I remember,
really,
like, they had, like, a lot of professional stone people, like, who had to go back and cut the stone in certain ways. So, like, because obviously you get stonemasons who are professional stone cutters, and they had to literally, like, fucking bring them in, examine all the existing stone, and so they could go away and cut it properly.
Yeah, you saying stone so much then reminded me. Stonehenge, that's another one.
Well, I mentioned Stonehenge earlier.
Okay, well, that's what I didn't hear then.
One of the ones.
I think that's six of them, but I know there's seven. It was a side vendor, made me realise it lately, and that one just come out today. But I think I've done all the ones from that. Where did they go to first pick? And then went, there we go, the Taj Mahal.
The Taj Mahal.
That was the other one. So they had a seven wonders of the world.
That is a beautiful palace.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fucking shape of it.
It smells apparently when you get close to it. It's got a lot of still water around it.
Well, yeah, the ponds in it. Mm-hmm. You know, the fucking ponds are all still water, so it probably would smell a bit shitty.
But that's the seven wonders of the world. I think, personally, if we can look at that one first, I think there's much cooler things that should be there instead.
The Eiffel Tower.
No, that's not one.
Cool. Well, I think the Eiffel Tower's wonderful.
It's cool,
a giant steampunk metallic structure.
It is. That
the only downside is it's in France.
Yeah. It gets taller every year.
Oh, is it because of fucking, like, the metal expanding and contracting?
In the summer, and then shrinks in the winter again.
I wonder if they have to do any maintenance on it to stop it from, like, fucking becoming brittle. I wonder what kind of metal did they use.
Don't know.
Cast iron? Iron? Steel?
Good point. I don't actually know. I'm trying to keep the microphone here. Eiffel Tower. Should just say straight away, you'd imagine. I know it was never supposed to be there this long, though, so I'd be interested to see.
It was a temporary build, wasn't it, supposedly?
It was for the World's Fair. They literally was just for the World's Fair in 1800s.
It's located in Champ de Mars.
And they decided to keep it because they thought loads of people hated it. 1887. Oh, no, designed and built the tower from 87 to 89.
26th of January 1887. The architecture was Stephen Sauvonste.
I think it would say what it's made out of.
No, you have an Alexa device in here somewhere. Mm-hmm. Alexa. What is the Eiffel Tower made of?
Oh, I forgot you had that
the
day.
The Eiffel Tower is made from wrought iron.
Okay.
Wrought iron.
I always forget Alexa there, you know.
Yeah, man, I want a question answered. I don't want to fucking Google it, man. I just want to think aloud.
Yeah, but ChatGPT or Gemini gives you a much better answer than that normally.
Yeah, but that just does a web search, man. That's all I want.
Yeah.
I don't like the AI stuff because I feel like they're giving me one answer, and I can't. I like doing my manual searches because I want to find, like, multiple articles that confirm the same thing, rather than just one answer that goes, yep, this.
Well, that's the thing, though. I would check it afterwards if it's something I'm not sure about. But, or, you know, like.
Because I feel like.
But that's what it's doing, though. It's reading loads of them and just telling you.
But I feel like these fucking these AIs can be programmed to be biased. And that's what I don't want.
That's one thing I am worried about going forward, because they have started talking about community notes being considered. At the kind of the moment, because the AI is getting all of its information from everything, where they're talking about models where they will like kind of
because Amazon are thinking about putting an AI into theirs soon.
Put like community notes on a pedestal in regards to what's the most the best reference information, you know. What do you say about Amazon?
Amazon are apparently meant to be like doing something with their Alexa device in the future.
Yeah,
like
they're offering a paid AI version.
Yeah, that'd be kind of annoying, but I suppose it depends how much they're asking, because Amazon don't need any more money, quite frankly. But
yeah,
I did see something
though.
That Amazon are selling that I kind of wanted, but I'd never buy.
Would you not buy from Amazon?
It's called the Amazon Astro.
Right.
And it's basically like a little kind of like robotic dog thing.
Okay,
that
yeah.
does all the things your Alexa devices do, and it follows you around. Not ashtray, Astro.
Oh, I thought you said ashtray. Sorry.
No, that would be cool. Don't get me wrong. An ashtray that would follow you around would be sick.
Or is it Astro, right,
Astro.
Without the ash?
Yeah, Astro. Maybe that's my pronunciation, but I think it's only available in America at the moment.
Oh, I have seen that, actually. Yeah.
But it looks so cool. It doesn't really do anything. Except it just follows you around and, just, you know, you can ask it shit and it can play videos on its face. You know, so it's like a little robot dog.
Check it for you while you're out. That's cool. Go around the house. Like, you can probably take it over and check things, you know.
Oh, yeah. You can make sure. It's like, oh, to leave this on and go have a look.
Yeah, that's really cool.
You know.
Imagine being like away in a different country.
I think it has like a cup holder in it, if I'm not mistaken.
Doesn't surprise me. Available exclusively by invitation. I've never seen that before.
Wow. So at the moment, like, they're literally so. I think I know one of the YouTubers I watch has one.
Yeah, they're giving to certain people now. By like all your influencers and all that.
Oh, I'd love one of those things, man. I think it was like priced at like fucking. Yeah, then it was like fucking $1,600.
I'm guessing you've seen the Tesla robot.
Oh, fuck the Tesla robot, man. That thing's creepy as fuck.
The Optimus.
The Tesla bot Optimus.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of the name, really.
Couldn't come up with a new fucking name, could he?
Yeah, I'm really not a fan of the name. I don't think that's the right thing I've looked on there.
The Tesla bot Optimus.
There you go, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it looks cool, but I did argue, you know, that they're not going to be strong like in iRobot and stuff, you know.
We don't have that kind of technology.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, but my guess is, like, considering how much he's got to have one of those, like, companions, you know, to put that kind of technology where he could do that shit, we're more likely to put that in a war machine than we are to find it in a home fucking companion.
But Nate did tell me one way straight away. He was like, yeah, but imagine this, though. You've got a robot at home and people moving house, and you're thinking, oh, I wish that robot could just pick up that settee for me. And then they make it strong with hydraulics. I'm like, oh shit, that's actually. I understand.
It'd be
that.
Useful, but yeah, unless I could literally tell him, like, you know, home defense mode, you know, I wouldn't want it. You know, literally, like, someone kicks that, you know, if someone breaks in, I
want
that.
That, though, it, having the ability to. That means it can overpower a person. That's how it would have to be.
I want it to snap someone's fucking neck.
Oh, then it can snap yours?
Exactly.
Oh.
If it's going to kill me, at least kill my intruder, man.
This is what we shouldn't be doing. This is like, you know, I'm up to like AI.
It'd be like the robot will stand up, and obviously it'll be near bulletproof. It'll be bullet resistant. And obviously, like, as soon as someone breaks into your house, you'll be like, please remove your mask. And if you don't comply, it'll attack you in 10 seconds.
Get the mask. What if COVID starts again?
You know, it's in your own home. You just make the mask off. It verifies your face, and everything's grand.
Oh, see, okay, it's a verifying thing.
Yeah, it should be verified. So, someone breaks in your house. You don't want it to fucking. You don't want to come home late, and the robot just suddenly goes on the fucking fence.
What if you come back then, and somebody's attacked you, and you've got two black eyes and a swollen nose?
You're fucked. You literally better have just, you know, fucking saying I'm a guest.
You need. Hopefully, you'd probably have some override passcode as well.
You probably would. Like, it's like override 2778999, and like,
override
you'd
be
accepted.
Please don't kill me,
Mr. Robot.
I mean, this conversation from talking about other things that have been created for the seven wonders of the world. Robots and all that, you know, like, this is the thing, because that kind of stuff, it's all about...
I wouldn't trust a machine built by a corporation such as Tesla in my home.
Right.
I just wouldn't trust it, quite frankly, like, you know. Could you imagine if it played advertisements to you?
I probably would. You'd have to get a premium version, not
to. Yeah, you have to fucking pay for a premium. You have to pay for, like, you pay like the fucking 7, 10, 15 grand for the fucking machine, and then it's like, for the full experience, you must pay £500 a month. Piss off.
You're like, Optimus, can you grab me my, I just accidentally eaten a peanut, can you grab me my EpiPen for me before I have a reaction? Sure, but first, Here's some information.
Here's an announcement from Ben and Jerry's. The new fish food.
Let
2.
Me tell
0.
You. Let no. me tell you about fish food. now.
It's like a fucking like a 5-minute advertisement before it goes and fetches it.
Would you like to skip ad? Yes. Second ad.
Yeah, ad number 2.
Available on Netflix right now. WWE Raw.
So ad 2 of 5. Oh, please.
Actually, I'll quickly mention that. Actually, Raw Man on Netflix.
You said it was you pay for fucking YouTube Premium. Like, it's getting out of hand. It's not so bad on your mobile phone, but if you watch it on fucking... I swear to God, I was watching this fucking hour-long video, and I must have seen about fucking... I think the video was an hour long, but I must have seen about half hour worth of ads.
Not
every time I went to skip a bit, ad played, and it was like 2 of 5. Like,
you
had to watch
them all,
like
you?
60 seconds of ads, and it's not like you think you could skip like the last one. You're, like, you're taking the piss, YouTube.
You're welcome to a cigarette, by the way, if you want. I'm talking about my butchers, obviously.
Naturally.
I mean, it's my butchers I'm talking about, but you know, they messed me on for ages and then gave me my meat and also gave me the money back. Great.
That reminds me, actually, I need to go to my local butchers. On a lamb pinwheel.
A what?
A lamb pinwheel.
A
lamb.
Oh.
Pinwheel.
Oh, okay.
So you can get my local butcher. Oh.
I thought you were saying something about lamb whale, like.
Lamb whale?
So, well, no, I didn't hear lamb.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I know I have a bit of a fucking mumble, man, but some of the things you hear me say.
I'm really deaf and shit, though, too. That's the problem. That's the only thing, actually, I'm realizing now about sitting this side with you and that side of me on the right is that's my deaf ear.
I thought that's why we decided that the seating placement we did.
Well, that's not how we always have it, yeah, but...
I remember you saying, like, specifically sit on the right of me because you can't hear.
That wasn't why I ever did it. It was just always the natural thing. Because I was in front of the TV. It's where I sit when I sit on the settee anyway, you know.
No, I don't
but
mind.
But now it makes more sense because of the smoking, though, because I think that's what might make you feel crappy sometimes.
And sometimes I don't fucking eat properly.
Well, that will never help either.
Daddy likes it.
I've learned that, like, to make sure I have something little to eat before I go out. Good. You get older, man. You got to think about these little things.
I swear to God, I'm diabetic.
A lot of us think we are. You might even be hyperglycemic. That's for me, I think I'm more like, I need sugar sometimes.
Yeah, I think I'm diabetic in the sense that, like, fucking, like type 2, I think, is you need to fucking manage the sugar.
Well, type 2 is the one where you give it to yourself, basically. That's the
I think, well, I'm a fat bastard, so it wouldn't surprise me.
But you don't eat loads of sugar, though.
Oh, but to be fair, man, I've been scranning fucking a lot around Christmas time.
Well, everyone does, because you don't get diabetes just on one Christmas.
But I don't know. I think that's one of the things I should actually take my health check, because I want to find out if I am or not, or if I just got like a fucking iron deficiency or something.
Yeah, everybody's not having enough stuff.
I know that people in the UK are like vitamin D deficient or something like that.
Yeah. That's what you get from the sun.
Yeah, because we don't fucking get it over here.
Exactly, man. And as the poles are shifting now, they're shifting at a rate now faster than ever, 25 to 35 miles a year. Which is, in my opinion, why we're getting the crazy weather right now.
Is that why the weather's turning shit?
Hmm?
Is that why the weather's turning shite?
Yeah, cold and, like, you know, Arctic winds blowing in and stuff. We're getting freezing winds.
You got a light, my friend.
I do. Getting actual, like, freezing winds and stuff at the moment. My argument, though, with the 7 wonders of the world, though, I think we need some upgrades. I'm not saying which one we should drop, and we can discuss that too, but I've got a couple of things that I think should be possible replacements. Or just additions, maybe. Who says we could only have 7? Like, okay, so first of all, I'm going to start small. So small would be the thing you noticed earlier. It's called the... actually, let me put a window capture on, you know.
By the Athens,
for
a month, they re-examine, measure, and photograph
the
82 remaining pieces of the inevitable.
The
two learn of a relative.
This is what it looks like when they find it anyway.
Likely passing through as many hands, the inevitable happens.
Ancient computer.
Yeah.
Maybe an X-ray was.
I keep forgetting the name.
Is that fucking gear imprint?
The Antikythera mechanism. And it does, it's got actual cogs, it's got imprints, because they've done like laser technology to see all the imprints that were on it. And it was like cogs and all that stuff, technical computer, because it held information.
Like the Egyptians had batteries and shit.
Arguably, yeah.
They had like these pots of fucking...
Oh yeah, yeah, them, yeah, they had actual batteries, yeah.
Mm. Well, maybe the Egyptian, maybe, so I always used to think, like, that a fucking... apocalyptic event happened and like all the technology up to a certain point was erased. So like humans got so far. I mean, this could be evidence of like how far they got, and then just some fucking big apocalyptic event happened, and then we got reset again.
A lot of people say this kind of thing. That's like a big part of the whole Graham Hancock thing.
Surprise me, but like if we've literally got so far multiple times, it's just been erased.
I mean, do you know who Graham Hancock is? We heard that name.
The name rings a bell.
Yeah, is the whole, because there's a lot of evidence of like an old cataclysmic event called the Younger Dryas that he always talks about. And he thinks there might have been like a civilization that got wiped out.
I mean, yeah, I think like the pyramids could be like evidence of kind of a technology that they had up until a certain point, and they're older than we think they are. Because they said the Sphinx has it's been remodeled. It used to have a proper like animal head, but they think it was carved back.
Yeah, because they've seen like all the. Because
the head's like smaller than the rest of the body.
Yeah, yeah, and I think the Egyptians might have just adjusted it because there's actual water erosion on the side of it, and the last time that there was actual like a lake throughout that way, like water that rained down, was however many thousands of years ago.
Oh yeah,
older than the Egyptians.
It could just be in denial. Sorry, couldn't resist.
I mean, that's how they made it. They still don't know. They have no idea. They talk about.
Because if I recall, the stone they used was fucking slogged some fucking miles and miles and miles away. It's like, how the fuck did you even get it there?
But there's other things that are arguably older. Well, that are older than even them, which are, in my opinion, are other things that should be included as wonders of the world now, like Göbekli Tepe.
Göbekli Tepe.
Have you seen that one?
It's a lovely name.
It means potbelly in, I think it's Turkish or whatever it is. Potbelly Hill, so is what it means. Because it was covered and it was made like this little potbellied hill when they found it. Purposely covered.
Built into the ground.
Purposely covered.
Yeah, it's like a little city built into the ground.
I don't know if it's in the ground now. I think it might be up high.
It's like those weird, like, places, like civilizations that like, built into the side of mountains and all that.
Yeah, yeah. This is like megalithic, like so it's really big, you know.
Damn.
See,
this is all just like kind of crazy shit that happens. You mean thousands of years ago? It's like, how did they do this?
Yeah, this is another one where they don't know. I remember there was these stones coming, like the Yakka stones or something like that.
It's like the fucking Easter Island head statues. Like, how the fuckity fuck did they make those?
Yeah, they still don't know how they did them. I didn't realize how many of them there are, you know. There's so many more than I realised. That's another thing that could possibly be.
That could be a wonder of the world.
Yeah, because especially when you see how many there are. Like
how big they are underground.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just the heads, they're a fucking torso and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how did they move? I'm surprised that the, what's the presidential fucking mountain called? Rushmore's not one of the wonders of the world, considering, like, you know, how a megalithic project it was. And I think it was not that old, though, one dude.
Hmm?
I think it was done by one dude, wasn't it?
No, I'm Rush one. No, it was slaves, man.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Slaves went crazy on that shit.
America did love their slaves.
They really did. They really
but
did.
But then they consider the rest of the world, so they there can't really blame them.
No, everywhere loved them.
Unfortunately.
But look,
Christian slaves in the Muslim countries and.
All those are the statues. I did not realise there were so many.
Fuck.
There's so many in this island. On this island, I mean.
Damn, there's no trace of like anyone living there now, is there? So there was like an ancient flipping civilization stuck on an island.
Polynesian, if I remember correctly.
And they made these crazy looking statues, and then just disappear without a fucking trace.
Yeah, well, I think it's Polynesian. I'm not too sure, you know. I'm sure if we just go back, it should say. I don't feel like it's as unknown the history of them. Chilean territories, remote volcanic island in Polynesia, I was right about that. Rapa Nui, it's famed for archaeological sites, including 900 statues called Maui.
Oh, the Maui, yeah.
There must be some smaller ones, and there must be just the bigger ones on that thing.
The monolithic ones.
Yeah. Oversized heads often resulting in massive stone pedestals called Ahus, the largest group, blah, blah, blah. So, a quick Wikipedia. Actually, say.
What about Hades Wall? That'd be a good one to add to it.
Hades?
Hades Wall.
I don't know that one.
It was the wall, the Rome. I think it was Hades Wall.
Hadrian's, you mean?
Is it Hadrian's Wall?
It was Hadrian's Wall, which is the Roman one.
The one they built to keep the Scots out.
Yeah, the one here. Yeah, that's
because yeah, obviously Hadrian's. You had the two tribes of Scotland, the blue-faced people and the cannibals. And you didn't want...
I wonder if they really were cannibals, though, really.
I heard they were cannibals.
I know, but, yeah, old school propaganda, innit?
That wouldn't surprise me. But then again, we are talking about the Scots, after all. You know, they were like fucking, you know, descendants of fucking Vikings. So it wouldn't surprise me if there was a savage bunch of eight people. Maybe it was just one tribe of eight people and they just got mixed them up.
Maybe. There's another one, which is a giant megalithic wall. Yeah, look how giant they... That's not real, that's just...
It reminds me of the fucking... I remember someone talking about these fucking massive blocks.
That's what I was on about
before. Due to its location on private land, rendering it virtually unknown to the site.
The hell, Paul? Must have been made by the Romans or the Sumerians.
Yeah, because obviously they're called like... I can't remember what they were called, but there's like... At the back of these old derelict Greek buildings.
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
Massive stones, and they're like, how the fuck...
And the elevation as well, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I was trying to remember, like the Yucca Stones or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's what they were called, the Yucca Stone or something like that. I was like, fuck, you know.
This is like that as well.
I don't understand how
the landowners themselves...
No, dude, because they assumed they must have been Roman or Sumerian. Even though the cranes that they had, they would have needed hundreds to be able to pick up the equivalent of them. So there's no way.
Psychic powers.
But there's also the idea of sonic powers, which is talked about a lot too, because everything has a secret frequency.
Yeah, using like sound,
cut
stone.
Chanting even, like, because it's talked about in different things about chanting.
You've seen how someone can shut a glass, but...
Is that, yeah, that's exactly the same concept. It's like controlling it, though, rather than doing it and just, you know, overpowering, I'm guessing, and shattering it. Like doing it and then controlling it and lifting it.
Nah, that'd be too much, man.
It makes sense of the concept.
You're my guy if I need his owl.
Theoretically, it makes sense.
That's just fucking crazy to think of, man. It's too much.
There's so many things that should be, like, and this is just another, like, prehistoric wall, just, like, giant things, like, slotted together like a puzzle, you know.
Just gravity's holding in place.
Gravity and, like, just certain things. You know,
hopes and dreams. It's like Roman
when
concrete.
It's put in, you know, there's little things like that in there, like that kind of thing. With like, and then it puts together like blocks. Like, I'm really not trying it well.
No, you're really not. But at the same time, it's like, fuck, it's crazy.
Some of this, yeah, man. And like Stonehenge, that is, I think, like
that. Literally, like, how the fuck did they do that?
Yeah,
with no fucking cranes or anything like that. That's just a massive stone block.
Stonehenge ain't as big as we think, though. I don't think. But it's still giant, yeah. I never really thought about that with Stonehenge.
By the way, what program are you recording this on?
OBS.
Oh, OBS, oh.
Yeah, OBS is cool. It's just a screen recorder.
I meant like the sound.
The sound, OBS as well. I'm doing it through Voicemeter.
Just making sure I didn't see you click anything. I was wondering, you're actually recording.
Oh, bugger. Get up.
So, yeah, there's your mum.
What was that now?
I got this song from, I think it was like the Game Grumps had like a lot of their videos like songified by a group called Space Bear. And there's a song called Daddy Likes to Work the Fields. And it literally is just like, it's obviously a metaphor for like fucking your mom. And, you know, Daddy likes working the fields. The soil is your mom ploughing and tilling the fields, you know. Quite a funny little song. It's really well done. It's just been in my fucking head all week. No. Fuck. Oh God.
There we go. Nice back.
Well, shit.
It was only for a second.
It hasn't fucked up the recording. How do you know it's recording?
Yeah, it says here. This recording here.
It's
not this.
Oh, I see.
That just recorded.
My bad. Dual monitors. Fancy.
I've got something else. Do you want to hear about...
Hit me with the next subject.
Do you want to hear about the French thing?
Ah, yes. The Great Nice Robbery.
The Sewer Rats.
Is that their gang name?
Well, it's just what they dubbed them.
How they got in and out by any chance?
That would be part of it, yes.
That makes sense.
Which I think went in helping the guy kind of... elude the police a little bit at the beginning, because there was like quite a posh kind of guy involved in it, and I think because they heard sewer rats, you know.
You would have thought like scumbags, underworld boss, kind of like,
yeah,
peasants.
But no, we didn't get out of trouble for long, though, to be fair.
Sounds like they all got caught, as they usually often do. Because, you know, once again, you're walking around that with like a load of fucking money, it tends hard to get rid of.
Oh, I didn't say that they all get caught, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so the mastermind was Albert... Oh, I'll start at the beginning, actually. This is a little article I'm going to read it from, because I didn't get a chance to write it up myself. From Bridge. By Alexander Krajanova and Dermot Mulhall. There are comments.
British name.
Exactly, yep. So one of the greatest and most sensational bank robberies in the history of France remains a mystery to the day. On Monday 19th, 1976, Societe General Bank in Nice, located a few steps from Masson Square, couldn't open its vault, and it was like all the people outside were like, let me in and get to my money, because it's a very posh place, had a lot of millions in there.
Was it deposit boxes, or was it literally just money? Yeah.
Both a vault and a safety deposit box.
Makes sense, you'd want to go after the deposit boxes, because jewellery and shit in there.
It used to, it's an old bank though, so apparently it used to stick a lot. And they didn't have an alarm in the actual thing itself.
Very old school.
Yeah, it was a big giant, like giant walls and stuff.
So that's probably why they went under through the sewer to cut into the vault.
Yeah, well, they didn't think there would be any problem, because they just thought it stuck again. And then eventually opened it up and drilled through the wall to check it. They were like, oh, damn. And they realised they'd been robbed. Albert Spaghieri, or Bert, as he preferred to be called, was a town photographer with a great reputation, as well as a shady past and itchy fingers. Not that shady, but I'm not going to go through all his past. It's not important.
He was a pickpocket.
He was arrested for complicity in... Wait, what? For political terrorism, and went behind bars again for 3 years.
Oh.
He'd stolen a few bits of money and all that. Nothing amazing. It was mainly about his photography. He met his wife and that, so he was like...
So he seemed like a bit of a reformed man.
Yeah, he came up with the idea when one of his mates was the manager, and had just mentioned to him that there was no alarm in the actual vault itself.
So he had a dude on the inside.
He came up with the idea. No, that was it.
He just didn't get his mate involved. He's like, thanks for that, mate. Bye. Yeah,
that was literally it. And after that, he went like, he had the idea. And then he figured out, he went like and got like plans for the city, you know, the sewer plans. And then realised there's a possibility he might be able to get in from the sewer. And when he was digging around, going into the sewer, to find it, he combated the smell by chewing on a cigar and smoking it, but apparently chewing it seemed easy, seemed better.
Probably dulled all his senses. Makes sense.
I don't know if I'd want to really chew a cigar.
Yeah, well, if you didn't, it's like you know, like crime scene cleaners.
Yeah.
Like they stick like Vaseline and stuff up their nose so they don't have to smell. Mm. Not Vaseline, it's they stick something up the nose.
I've heard something, yeah. What is it? I know exactly what you're on about.
Oh, the stuff that you use to fucking...
It might be Vaseline.
Not Vaseline. It's, you know, the stuff that you use to unclog your chest and all that.
To what?
The stuff you put on your chest. Like vapor rub and stuff. I think they stuff that shit up their nose. So
I have heard that thing, but I have heard, though, a lot of them say, no matter what you do, it doesn't work anyway.
Well, it just takes the edge off of it.
For death, like nothing stops you.
The stink is bad. I've heard some royal rotters like of.
I thought you said that like experience.
No, I've just listened to a lot of Reddit stories. Like some people speak about the worst ones they've seen. I said one of the worst ones they'd seen was a dude died in a waterbed, and obviously it kind of popped as he was like melting.
Oh.
It turned him into basically one dirty soup.
Yeah.
You know, so like
people don't find him water in general, like, you know, if they're there for a long time,
you bloat and everything, don't you, when you're finding water, and then obviously you melt. Yeah, if it's a warm summer day, you melt. So it's like those people who've like died in attics and all that, just melted to the floor, bloat, and then they explode. Yeah, there's one dude apparently like in the fucking warm ass fucking summer passed out because of the heat in his attic because he went to fetch his stash, died in the attic.
That makes sense.
And then obviously really had the neighbours called, police for a welfare check after they could smell something horrid coming from the walls.
Yeah, it's a welfare check, but it's probably more of an unwelfare check.
Like, let's just face it, like when you do a welfare check, it's just check if someone's dead.
Well, I mean, I could almost call the police for a welfare check like a few weeks back, but the person was fine. He was in there the whole time. I think he had just gone deaf or something. Really? Apparently, he was there the whole time.
It's just one of those. If you really, you can do a welfare check if you really, truly believe.
It's easier to just break in.
No, it's not. It's not legal.
I think so. I think it's much easier to just break into the house, and that way you'll know if they're okay.
I suppose if you have a lockpick set and you're really good, just open the door and go, you're right.
Oh, that's a bit too.
I've got a lockpick set. I've got a lockpick set.
Have you learned how to use it, though?
On small locks, yes. I've not successfully managed to open my front door yet.
You should try.
I'm trying. It's one of those things I want to practice, because I want to be able to, like, in an emergency, break into my own home.
Yeah.
One of those things that would be good
to
know.
That's a good cover for what you're learning, I agree.
I'm not going to break into someone else's house. You must be mad.
Well, I didn't say a house. Because nobody's a victim when it comes to banks.
I'm not going to. You can't use a lockpick set to get into a bank.
Doing so good you are with them.
Nah, not with the vaults and all that. You'd need a fucking.
Not the vaults, but you know, you can get somebody that can open.
You're
the
better off literally just drilling through it.
Yeah, you right.
A couple of diamond tip drills and.
That's what he's got. Yeah, so. He found the right place, Mr. Bird did, and then he was like, oh, what I got to do now is get a team together then in that case.
Got a few people to haul some shit away.
Exactly. He used to work for a company that manufactured bank vaults, so he already knew a bit. He went to the town hall and asked for the plans. Oh, I already said about all that, sorry.
That would most likely have been so stupid to do.
What?
Because obviously once you've looked at the plans, people are like, what are you looking at plans for? For no reason.
Well, but this is like the 70s, though, you know, you could go to a library. Yeah. There wasn't, like, cameras everywhere, I don't think.
Well, I think in some libraries, I'm not sure in England, but you can go to some libraries in America and ask for plans of the town.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think that was a general thing, like, if you knew where you were looking, you know. And then he also recruited a group of cheap gangsters because he thought, you know, he was doing most of the work in the smartness and he wanted people that were... so cheap that the police wouldn't even look at them, kind of thing.
Makes sense.
It really didn't in the end, to be honest. That was one thing that went against him.
That's the thing, like, I wouldn't trust, I couldn't work with randomers because I know for a fact if they got caught, they'd dob me in.
Which is pretty much what you'd expect happened.
Like, I wouldn't want to meet them face to face, you know, I wouldn't want to meet them.
Without your mask on, kind of thing.
Yeah, with, like, they'd never be able to see my face.
Yeah,
and they'd never need to know my name. It's like, you can call me M.
I saw someone else that was a similar kind of bank heist. I think what it saved to do, but part of it was like he was so didn't tell like the rest of his crew what was going on that one of the bank, well, no, it wasn't even a bank, it was like an airport place, I think. One of them were in on it, and the rest of the crew didn't even know to the point that he had to go back to him and like slip some money to him, you know, like with the others not seeing, because he wanted to keep it all so hush hush. He's the one who ended up dogging him on, but you know, so he didn't get welcome anyway. Blasted him. That wouldn't have given him more heat. For 2 months, the team of 20 men were getting their hands dirty and feet wet, surrounded by human waste, digging a tunnel leading to the bowels of the bank. They were using simple equipment that could not be traced and rubber rafts to move through the sewer. A lot of rubber bath was used to scrub off the sewer slime, and some of the heaviest equipment had to be lowered through a manhole just outside the bank. That doesn't seem smart.
No, I mean, especially if someone sees you doing that, like, what's that for? Like, fixing a divot.
Yeah. What's that from? That's from something.
It's from fucking Space Jam, I think.
He's fixing a divot.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, what are you doing? Right. I'm fixing a divot. Oh, and then he shouts to his mates.
Yeah.
Fixing a divot.
That's exactly what it is. I know exactly what you mean now. I remember thinking, you know, the second Space Jam film wasn't that bad.
I ain't seen it, man. It's the one with LeBron James.
Yeah. Is it him who's dead now?
No, it's Kobe.
Yeah, Kobe.
Poor old Kobe.
But I've realised, though, I'm not a fair judge of it, though, because I didn't clock onto the fact that that was the first film I watched back in the cinemas after the pandemic.
Space Jam for a film back from the cinema.
It was just the only thing that was on at the time. I wanted to go and watch it. I had my thing back, you know. It was just the first film that was available.
I wanted to see Beetlejuice, but I couldn't be
asked. I went with the kids, actually. That was it.
Makes sense.
I wanted to go and watch something with them, like, as the first one back.
remember the last film I watched in the cinema. Can't remember now. I think it was a kid film.
Was it Dungeons and Dragons?
Well, it was either Dungeons and Dragons, or it was
the
Buzz Lightyear film. I think was the last thing I watched in cinema.
I'm not too sure which one. No, you know what? I think Dungeons and Dragons might be more recent than that.
I don't know. I can't remember. It wasn't a bad movie, but it was quite funny actually.
I got complained that they weren't allowed to show that in China.
Oh, China's so weird about everything. Like they
same-sex kissing.
Like for example, like if there's a lot of blood in an anime, they'll change the colour of it to white. The only downside is, well, white looks even worse because it looks like fucking semen.
Oh, yeah, when it's all liquid on the floor. Yeah. When it's flying away, it kind of looks like, like a force kind of thing.
But yeah, it's literally you see like a fucking crime scene, there's this white shit everywhere. This just changes the context entirely. This isn't fucking murder, this is hentai.
It's a bukake scene.
Bukak.
Bukkake. Tomato, bukkake, bukkake.
What doesn't matter what the fuck it is, disgusting, whatever it is.
Disgusting but, would be amazing.
Yeah, it's just like the Chinese are so funny about things. It's like, remember them. Did you ever see that video with that German dude? Like, do you mind that the Germans are always used to be the bad guys in war films and war games and all that? And they're like, he goes, no. Have you seen our history?
The right way to respond.
That's the best way to respond. Yeah. Have you seen what we did?
Yeah. Well, I can say that shit, man. I've got Germany in me.
Yeah, at the end of the day, man, they fucked tons of fucked up shit, So then, at the end of the day, you've got to own it.
I learned that my great great granddad, something like that, still with the English, was somebody that went over to Belgium. And had to look through, he was part of an expedition thing. He would go off, and search things, and he found, a cross or something in an old destroyed Belgium church and rebuilt something from it, and it was, put in some museum. That's when that was cool. I was I need to learn more about that.
Oh, that's the swastika.
No, it wasn't a swastika.
It used to be a symbol of peace.
The swastika shows up in loads of things. You're on about in Buddhism.
Yeah, it used to be a symbol of peace, but obviously Hitler bastardised it.
It's a symbol of loads of different things. There's lots of different things that used it. Because it's a proper geometrical shape when you think about it.
Yeah, it's like unity and stuff like that. Peace, unity and all that. But then obviously Hitler fucking turned the bastard to an angle and then suddenly meant something else entirely.
Yeah, well, the connotations, destroyed it.
Obviously, how prisons have, racial politics? You stick with your own colour.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do that if one of them was a fucking Nazi.
Yeah, a lot of people... The Nazis normally are one to themselves as well.
Yeah, they're usually a separate group of white people, and it's I couldn't do it, because everything...
And as well, just because you hang with the Nazis a lot of time in prison doesn't necessarily mean you're a Nazi.
I still couldn't do it there, but get the fuck away from me. I'd rather get beaten down by the blacks or the Asians than fucking hang out with a fucking Nazi.
Yeah, but you're just going to have no one then. If they're the only ones you got, then I'd take them. If it's the only one I got in prison, I know you need a gang in some of those prisons anyway.
Well,
if it's a gang-run prison, you need something.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
I'd much rather be cool with black people, to be honest. As you know, I have a affiliate. I feel like one in white clothing. I'm a black man in white clothing.
I don't know, in this day and age, that fucking tanned woman who said identifies as black, in this crazy fucking world, you can...
She's not accepted, though.
Thinking about it, I think it's
Rachel,
Trump's fucking making sure that shit don't fucking fly.
Well, yeah, he's very much anti-PC, and gender politics shouldn't fly.
No, because it's a sickness.
Yeah, well, you're on about body dysmorphia.
Yeah, it's a sickness.
If somebody wants to do it, though, but they're well aware that they're not a woman, for example, but they still want to look like one, then that's different.
If they're of legal age of 18, they can make whatever fucking decision they want, but nothing before then.
You shouldn't look at it like it's going to save your life.
Your life, man. Just find out what you got, find out what kinks fucking work for you and embrace it.
Yeah, just be what you are anyway.
Yeah, just be what you are. If you fancy dressing up as a woman.
So we come from that generation of accepting yourself and just accepting being a super... camp dick loving guy is fine. Well, yeah. Who dresses like a woman.
You just want to dress as a woman and get fucked and go, by all means, man. Yeah, do your shit. Just don't change it, because chances, I mean, the suicide rate is still horribly high for after those.
Oh, it doesn't change. It literally doesn't change. So it just means it does nothing. Like, it doesn't mean everyone that gets it is suicidal. It just means anyone that's suicidal and they think that's going to stop them from being suicidal.
I really hate the fact that our conversations always come back to this shit.
Not always, but
every podcast has this conversation.
It's like Piers Morgan. It always comes up because it perpetuates. I don't know if that's the word. It seeps into a lot of different things now.
Permeates
a lot of different things now.
These youngsters and their politics, you know.
When you're doing Squid Games, one of the people was trying to shoot.
Oh, that was the thing as well, watching Fallout, man. There was that androgynous character. You know, it was like I don't know, they weren't in it for very long, but it's like one of the Brotherhood of Steel people was like this. I suppose I couldn't really tell, really. I could have sworn it was just a very, very camp young man, but then it could have been a very butch, woman.
Well,
but it's just obviously androgynous in the sense that you couldn't tell.
That's better.
But they didn't make a thing about it, I think that's what I didn't mind. It was a character.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't mind so much about it because it wasn't shoved down your neck like, oh my god, oh my god.
Squid Games, the one old woman asked if she didn't understand it. But that was about as far as it went. But she was a badass though, because she was the next army person too.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, so it was like, that's a cool concept, you know, like. But they pop up too much, just insane gay people too. When you look at proportionally how many the population of them are, they pop up too much in films and that.
They're just force inserting. So, I mean, I get it, yeah. You know, you're going to see some same-sex couples and it's all well and gravy, but just don't be so fucking forceful, man.
As long as they're not interracial, I don't have a problem with it.
Jesus Christ.
I'm joking. So the tunnel was a masterpiece.
You say that there's only a certain part of percentage, but then, you know, there's three of them in my team.
What? Your team?
Yeah.
Three what?
Gay people.
Oh, gay people, yeah, there's more of them. I was on about the trans.
Oh, is it 0.01, something like that?
0.001, I think, is the actual percentage, something like that.
But you were saying, about this robbery.
Ironically, we're talking about gay people who don't have as many tunnels, and this is a perfectly created
Jesus,
tunnel.
What a fucking segue.
Masterpiece of construction.
So the 20 men were slogging it down the sewers. Like, building
talk about the trans people's sexual escapade. Oh, you're on about this, okay. Barely big enough for a man to crawl through, right?
Oh, wow.
It was 8 meters long. Do we do meters or feet? Meters, I think, makes more sense to me.
Well,
anyway.
So we do, centimeters and meters now.
Yeah.
Because of the new metric system we use.
We changed the metric system?
Well, we changed over the last 20 years, didn't it? It used to be like fucking inches and feet.
Oh, okay.
And then change to the fucking centimetres and metres.
Yeah, I prefer metres.
I prefer centimetres, yeah. Because obviously when I work with, like, help out Alan and all that, like, he always uses the older method, the old systems, then, you know, fucking inches and fucking feet. And I'm like, no, just use the centimetres.
Sorry, I just meant that in this tunnel, it was built, like, perfectly, like, you know, reinforced stuff to make sure it didn't fall or anything. It even had lights going through with electric. And just to keep everybody's spirit up, hung all along by the lights was just porn pictures.
I'm sure that's an interesting way to keep your gang motivated. It's crawl through the small gap, look at the boobies. Crawl through the small gap, look at the boobies.
The Frenchman, it kind of helped us. It's the only thing I like about the French.
It's crazy, the fact that the French, like, you know, to keep morale up, like digging a small tunnel is just like, yeah, look at these tits.
Mm-hmm.
And then carry on digging. Typical French.
It's
like cheese and titties.
Cheese and titties.
Yeah, cheese, wine and titties.
Cheese, wine and titties.
Yeah.
We get to that, actually.
Fucking hell. We use the wine to break down the vault.
They waited till it was a 3-day bank holiday weekend of Bastille Day celebration.
Bastille,
which is the same thing the pigs in diamond blankets did on the last episode. They
thought Bastille was a prison.
Day. It means many things. I mean, there is a Bastille prison.
I said Bastille used to be a prison.
Maybe it's prison day.
French prison, like, you know, the gulag for the Russians.
Maybe they're celebrating, like, how good they were at imprisoning people.
We have a great prison, yeah.
And to mark that, you break into somewhere.
To mark that, the people fucking trying to break into prison.
The gang got in. Oh, that was the one thing I forgot to mention. That on the wall when they broke, when the you know, the bank people got in there, written on the wall was without weapons, without hate, and without violence in French.
It's a pretty strong message, you know. You know, we broke in, hurt no one, took what we wanted, peace.
They got in and had the. They broke in on Friday. And they stayed in there until the Monday morning.
So they were fucking working away.
Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine if one person decided to pop into the bank and go, oh, forgot my wallet. Just pop in and all they hear is... fuck, jigs up.
Well, I know they tested that, though.
I guess they would have had someone on the lookout. Like.
Well, they were digging, first of all, like, cause using power tools to get to the bank. They thought then that it might be heard from above. But they went up and listened, you know, and nothing could be heard. They kept testing it and nothing could be heard at any point.
Damn, man, they thought thoroughly.
To the point that when they were in there, somebody came along and they heard it and stopped. They might have got heard at this point, I don't know if they hadn't have noticed. And dropped something into the, like, the, you know, the dropping kind of thing where you can just drop it down and it'll get picked up in the Monday. Yeah, so that randomly happened.
Madness.
They out of the 4,000 safety deposit boxes, they only managed to open about 10% of them.
No surprise, they had to drill each one of them open, so yeah, probably a bit of a bastard.
400, I guess, which is still a lot.
It's still a lot to open, yeah.
Because the bank had no right to know what was in the safety deposit boxes.
They had no idea what was stolen.
They had no idea what was stolen, and some didn't want to admit their content, so it would never be known exactly how much was taken, but it was estimated that around 50 million francs, or 29 million euros, in cash, gold bars and jewels. But some believed it could have been much more than that.
Yeah, can you imagine you find some political fucking paraphernalia, like, you know, like finding blackmail dirt on somebody. You're like, whoa, fuck. Mm-hmm. Well, imagine if, like, you know, someone could have kept some stuff like to blackmail a politician or something there. So, you know, find some scandalous photos. You're like, wow, shit,
got, yeah,
man.
Got, yeah.
You can't have these. Yeah.
How much is that worth anyway? Who knows? That's priceless.
Well, it's worth a lot to the fucking politician if you want to lean on him to get you out of prison.
No fingerprints were found. All that was left there were wine bottles, cigarette boxes, leftovers of food cooked on the site with a little griddle thing that they had. The guy went full on, Bert guy went full on, like, chef, like, was, like, pan-frying little things, doing pâté for them.
That's so French.
Cheese and wine, everything, like you were saying.
Yeah, can you imagine him fucking busting out of the baguettes, man? Fucking frying up the cheese, going, oh, my friends, we work hard, we eat, we drink wine, smoke cigarettes, look at boobies, and we leave.
Ni coupe, ni feu, ni violence, ni han.
Ni how?
Without hatred, without violence, and without weapons. You know, I think it's your way around.
It's a beautiful statement to say, you know, we broke into this vault, we took no one hostage, we didn't brute our way in.
Exactly, yeah.
We just did it, you know, taking our shit, peace.
Yeah, you just knew our shit. So when the news of the robbery got out, the police were not only busy with the investigation, but they had to protect the staff members of the bank, because when people realised their life savings or expensive jewellery were stolen, they got angry.
Fucking mad.
Yeah, death threats.
But then why would you threaten the bank? That was not their fucking fault.
Because they were in charge of the bank, weren't they? They was their bank to let it go.
Not really.
I know, but he's...
They didn't fucking invite people to break in now, did they?
Hmm?
They didn't invite them to break in. Like, oh, 3-day bank holiday, help yourself, guys. Still, though, as if they were in, they broke in Saturday, stayed around Sunday and left Monday.
Wow.
So they were working shifts, man. They were putting the fucking time into
breaking. Well, yeah, they were in there, they didn't leave as well. They slept in there and everything. Bert was on his way back from Japan, where he accompanied the mayor of Nice as a photographer. I didn't realise that, to be fair.
So he had a fair bit of influence then.
Yeah.
So yeah, you'd be the last one to be fingered for it.
He was only arrested in the end, basically. I can't remember where it says on here, but I remember it all anyway, because I watched a few things on it. Few of the people he went to, one of the police, when they were there, they found tools, and one of them had a red handle. And just by chance, one of the policemen there had stopped one of the robbers randomly when they were driving about, and they had a red handle on some of their stuff.
Oh.
They just happened to write down in the inventory, you know, some of the stuff they had, just by pure chance, you know.
So it's literally like because one of them decided to put like some fucking grip tape on his tools, they were like, that's interesting.
I don't even know if you particularly found it, you know, like, anything interesting to it or anything. It's just, he happened to take an inventory of it for some reason. He just did. And that's what he led him to the guy. And then eventually there was two others from the gang that tried to cash some things, like some kind of bonds, you know.
Oh, that's stupid, cashing a fucking check.
It wasn't a check, but it was basically like that.
But yeah, but cashing in a bond, that's just so stupid.
It was traceable, so they knew the number, etc. So they got them. So they got a few of them together, and then one of them eventually gave up the name of Albert. At first they weren't sure, but then when they checked his house, they found something and dynamite. I can't remember what else it was. So, and then like with some of his past stuff, they decided, because in France, another thing, for the first 2 days when you arrest someone, you don't, they aren't allowed to, or they don't have to have legal representation for 2 days. And during those 2 days, most people crack, you know. And that's what happened with the other people that let them on about Albert. And Albert wasn't going to, he was just like, no, you know, like he wouldn't admit it, because they had to, they had no evidence on him, so he had to admit it. Until when they found the bomb, the dynamite and stuff, they were like, okay, you don't have to admit it, but just so you know, because we found these, we're going to charge your wife with, you know, like owning bombs,
fucking
basically,
dangerous fucking materials.
Yeah, yeah, he could do it for like terrorism type shit, you know.
So he literally gave the jig up to save his wife.
Yeah.
Oh, see, yeah, fair play to him, but that's dirty. He's like, no, you can't do that. He's like, you can't tell if that's hers or if that's been kept there. So he's like, you can't do that.
And maybe they wouldn't. Maybe they actually couldn't do that.
They probably couldn't.
But you know,
but then again, the police probably wouldn't surprise me if they were dirty enough to go, we'll just charge her, and you know, she'll have no legal representation, nothing.
Well, he didn't have a lawyer for 2 days, did he? He's not allowed to. So after those 2 days, if he'd have waited it out, he might have found out. He'd have been fine.
All I know is if it was me, I'd be like, yeah. When I get myself a lawyer, I'm going to fuck you guys up.
Yeah, but knowing he did actually do it, he doesn't want to do that, does he? Oh, yeah. Guilty people don't normally do that. It's a good way to make yourself look innocent, though, afterward, if you did actually do it.
Mm.
Go after the police, you know. But,
Oh, man, if the police did me dirty, man, the first thing I'd tell him is, like, just so you know, when this is all over, I'm coming for your fucking badge.
Yeah, but if you actually did it, you couldn't do shit, though. And it's very hard, you know, like, they have a lot of power, it seems, in France especially, you know. Even over here, getting anything done against the police is hard, but easier than...
Well, that's the thing nowadays, with all the body footage and all that.
Back then,
you know,
anyway, yeah.
That's why, like, even the police say, like, you should record. Like, the funny thing is, they don't like it when you record the officers, but then...
They
can't stop you.
They're recording anyway, so...
Well, they have to have a body cam on, so it's like, well, you're recording me, I'm recording you, just so you know. Yeah.
If they haven't got their body cam and they arrest someone, it's usually just thrown out.
True. Because I think, I've seen a few of them where, like, in the Americas, where... like they've claimed, I mean, there's even footage of this one dude planting a fucking gun on a guy who was trying to arrest.
I've heard this actually.
He was a bounty hunter or something.
He had his body cam footage off, but his partner didn't have it on.
And they just see him just literally just put a gun in the back of his car, and then they fucking arrest him, and then they just show it in court. And I remember him, like, the guy turned around and goes, you know what, you're free to go, sir, but you're under arrest for planting evidence and all this. And he's like, oh, but you're supposed to be on my side, man. And he's like, you're a dickhead.
You're on the side of the law.
You're trying to ruin people's lives. Fuck, get out of here.
They're on the side of the law, man. They're not on the side of anyone.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if you're a judge and all that, anyway. And I saw that as a judge, I'm like, yeah, fuck you, man. You're going away for a long time, man. I'm going to fucking persecute you to the highest extent I can.
Mm-hmm.
But you're losing your badge. You're fucking... All your benefits are gone, you know. That's it, man. Your name will go down as a fucking crooked cop. Dirty bastards.
Hold on, I'll just quickly read something here. Okay, yeah. Okay, so he claimed to be ready to reveal the names of the other robbers as well as a piece of evidence.
Ooh.
He was going to show them, like, exactly how they did it and stuff, you know.
Oh, I'd say that'd be part of my play, man. I'd be like, yo, I want to cut a deal if you want to know some shit.
Basically, what he said he was going to do. He went to a meeting. The future mayor of Nice... was his lawyer at the time, the mayor of Nice now, or when the documentary I was watching was made anyway. He was just the lawyer then. He was sat with him, and there was the judge person, and he couldn't understand part of it because it was coded. So he went round to explain it to him, And understood it to a point. Like, that's why we know like a lot of the parts of like how exactly they did it and why. But then as he was walking back, he just runs to a window, pulls it open, jumps out, jumps down, whistles over. Some guy on a motorbike comes over, he jumps on the back, shouts au revoir to the people in the window just looking at him, sticks up a peace sign, rides off, never seen again.
What? He escaped?
Yeah, apparently. I'm just reading here as well that he apparently eventually, what was it? He spent his last years in Italy, where he died of lung cancer in 1989 at the age of 57.
So
his body was brought back eventually and left in his mother's house.
So he got arrested and then jumped out of the court window.
And arranged a motorbike guy to meet him there.
So he had this plan that he was going to get caught. So my guess is he had some of that shit shipped off to Italy quite fucking quickly then.
Yeah.
Man, that clever bastard.
What do you say?
He must have had some of his fucking goods shipped off to Italy then. He was ready to go. I wonder if he took his wife with him, which left that as a rot.
It's, apparently, well, no, he wasn't able to take his wife. I know that.
Oh, so he left her the fucking...
In the end, he had to, like, you know, that was the one...
He chose himself. Oh, fair enough, man.
Well, he was already, taken from her anyway, wasn't he? He was already going to be in prison.
Chances are she's probably going to turn against him. To save her own sorry skin.
Already done him anyway. There was nothing she needed to do. He already wouldn't get to live with her, would he? He's in prison.
Yeah, I suppose at the end of the day, it's either prison or just abandoning everything and leaving. Yeah, I'd probably do the same.
He was given a life sentence in absentia. Oh, yeah, that was it, though. There was a rumour that the driver that picked him up on the bike was actually the current mayor of Nice as of 2000. The present mayor of Nice now, sorry. As of 2000, who was a former motorcycle champion and his friend. That might have been what it said earlier when he was with the mayor of Nice. That might have meant he's the mayor of Nice now.
Oh.
Because I did think that was weird that they were saying he was with the mayor of Nice at the time.
So in the courtroom, it would have been a bit weird. It's like, well, why would he be sticking up for him? And then all of a sudden, like, he just jumps out of a fucking window and goes, bye-bye, peace, yeah, and then they never see him again.
It couldn't have been the same then again, one, and like, that kind of contradicts what I heard earlier.
I suppose that's one good thing about living in Europe, obviously, and not an island, is you need to flee the country. You just got to go to the border as quick as you can.
Yeah. So much easier. I mean, here, living in the UK, it is tricky. Like, I'll watch...
anyway, it's impossible because we live on a fucking island.
Do you ever watch... it's on tonight. Hunted.
Hunted, no.
It's on Channel 4, it's really good. The non-celebrity version is obviously better, it's longer, 21 days. Mm. Celebrity one is 14, which is on right now. And it's, they've got to evade, like, police, basically. Like, they're being wanted as fugitives. And they have everything, like, they have all the powers they have now. Like, APR on the vehicles, you know, to track their phones, track their calls. Anyone that they know, you know, they track their calls to. And as soon as they get a number that they know is them, they can, like, just fucking... they can't, like, track a phone. Do they track the phone?
They can track what towers you're connected to, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you've got your GPS on, and, you know...
Yeah, I think there's something...
straight off.
Where they, like... I can't remember now if they can track exactly, like, you know, straight GPS. I don't think so. Because I don't think, as far as we know... the government are allowed to have that power. Whether they use it, we don't know, but
they
officially they don't.
Do when they can.
In terrorism, they can.
Oh, yeah. Comes to anything like that. If they believe you to be a terrorist, they can track everything, all your calls, bug everything.
I always say this over and over, though. What does that even mean, terrorism, though, really?
Whatever it needs to mean.
It is exactly what it is.
You know, it's like, oh, he's delivering a message that we don't quite like, terrorist.
That's a huge part why Tommy Robinson's in prison now is due to terrorism charges, because he wouldn't reveal his passcode for his phone, because he claims to be like a journalist, whether he is, you know. To be fair, there are definitely journalistic stuff that he does, so you can argue whether he's a good one or not, but he's definitely a journalist, probably a better way to put it. And he's, you know, talks about having like stuff against corrupt police, and he's like, why would I give my police against the stuff I have, you know? Technically, you shouldn't actually have to, it's like a freedom of something.
Yeah, it does feel like a violation of just for human rights.
Yeah, freedom of speech and all that kind of stuff. Well,
we don't have that.
Freedom of expression. But, you know, we don't have freedom of speech, like you said, yeah.
It's a lot of bullshit. I thought we did, but...
No, we don't. We really don't have it. And we have even less now over the last year than we've ever had because of the internet stuff.
Yeah, I think it's the fucking... I don't know, I was going to say Starmer, but it's not his fault.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, actually, it wasn't surprising. It was Stalin's fault. The fucking
he didn't start it, but he's continued it.
No, we need to cut that shit out, man, because it's like, what's the point in being on these websites that encourage freedom of expression if you can't have it?
Yeah.
I should be able to go on. Should be able to go on Twitter right now and say Starmer's a fucking Nazi and not get arrested for it.
Yeah, you literally could get arrested for it if you go on and put that though.
Slander.
Yeah. Well, it's not even just that. It's a new thing now. It's a whole new law.
It's ridiculous the fact that they can arrest you for literally having an opinion.
Well, it's specifically for posting, like, as they put it, stuff to can
hate speech.
Hate speech invites violence against other races, other whatever, you know. Other people, minorities, etc. And it's like, have you seen videos? Have any of them coming up saying, I'm arresting you because of this post you put on Facebook?
Could you imagine? Oh, literally, I could never imagine being put in cuffs going, yeah, you posted this on Facebook and...
Literally watched it happen, it's amazing.
Like, click, click. You're like, are you fucking stupid? You're arresting me for literally typing something on the internet page, or did it hurt your faggy feelings? Bless.
Yes, and I think the answer is yes.
That's stupid. So, grow a fucking thicker skin.
There you go. Arrested for Facebook post, UK. That's exactly the one.
I remember seeing that video, yeah. You're under arrest for...
Click it. Click the fucking thing. What are you doing? Fucking click it.
And we do have dedicated police officers who are scouring social media. Their job is to look for this material and then follow up with identification arrests and so forth.
This is in relation to some comments that you've made on a Facebook page.
You were witnesses saying, obviously,
people twats on the internet.
Why are they over here, etc.? We let them into our country, etc.
A woman has been arrested by Cheshire Police in relation to inaccurate information on social media.
Someone has caused anxiety based upon your social media
sites. Oh,
that's why you've been arrested.
I mean, I could
imagine. In Russia last year, 400 people were arrested for things that they said on social media. How many people do you think were arrested in Britain for things they said on social media last year? Take a guess.
I have no idea.
3,300.
Oh, really? Arrested for what they'd said on social media.
Yeah.
Fuck it now. I don't know that person. He's a very trustworthy fucking journalist.
3,300 people for literally.
Oh, there you go. The Constantine Kitchen at the bottom.
Kissing.
Constantine Kissing. He does the trigonometry.
300 people arrested for comments on social media.
3,300 people. That is crazy. I would never ever thought it was that high.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand why people are upset. Like, you could. Okay, some of the comments were all about talking about immigrants and all that. I mean, did you see the?
I don't understand that. I have no sympathy for people that have.
Fuck you.
It's like your hard luck.
So fuck everyone.
You pick your freely wings.
But the thing is, did you see the lead singer? What's the band called now? The one that is Watch the World Burn.
Watch the World Burn.
What's the band called? Falling in Reverse.
Yeah.
Did you see what he posted? Because he got denied entry to the UK again.
Oh,
he was meant to do a tour this year. And he got told he can't do it
because
he's got some kind of gun charge, like felony on file.
Right,
but that's why we're not letting him in. And he made a comment saying the only way to get into the UK is on a dinghy.
Right,
and he's not wrong.
He's not wrong at all.
But then if we posted something like that, we could potentially get arrested for it. By the look of it.
Yes. There's no end to it. It used to be originally. It was about causing
it's not violence. I don't hate the people coming over on a dinghy.
Oh, the ones that I see recording it on like an iPhone and stuff.
Yeah, but the ones coming over with fucking nice gear and watches and all that.
I hate them.
It's like,
you don't
do you need to? There they go. They're coming to get you.
It's supposed to be about fleeing for your life.
Yeah, escaping war, but if you're escaping war with a nice phone and watch, man, are you really?
Fleeing for your life or occupation.
But then
if
there's also
checked out like that, looking all happy, all good. You're not. You weren't going to fuck it. I've seen people with Gucci hats.
Just France, just go fuck off. Go to England.
Essentially, yeah. I mean, they come from all over, though. It's not just France, because there's other bits, isn't there?
Yeah, but that's where they mostly come from across the English Channel, aren't they?
A lot of them, yeah, obviously.
From France to England, because France are just like going, nope, goodbye.
Yeah.
Here's a rubber dinghy, piss off.
I think they give him a tent, isn't it? That's all they give him.
Yeah, give him a tent and a boat and a buy.
No, I don't think they give him a boat. I don't think that's true.
And where are they getting his boats from in France?
Did you bring them with them?
There's
people that actually, like, in the different countries, it's that it's a whole like a whole industry now. You know, where they charge people and they'll take them. Like they have the boats and they'll take them.
We just need to sink a few of them, man. Send a message. Oh, put a hole in one of them. First, I've walked, shot across the bow.
I mean, that's happened a lot, but every time it happens...
The problem is that we run the risk, because obviously these people aren't coming through the proper channel, so we're talking about some of these Hamas bastards could be getting in.
Oh, yeah, and it won't, but that doesn't matter.
Starting a fucking cell over here.
That they don't even need to do that. This is the thing people are always talking about, illegal immigrants being such a problem. I'm like, yeah, but I don't think legal immigrants are great either, because...
Not screened as much either.
Well, they do. They do get screened a lot. If somebody's like got terrorist links, it will come up.
Mm.
If it's known terrorist links, sorry. But we have like a waiting, I can't remember what it's called, like a waiting the country policy though, where they'll come over, they'll do the checks on them, but it's like, what are these checks they're doing? Because they take weeks, you know, or ages, longer some of them. They'll be like, yeah, just go and into the country, and when we've done the checks, we'll call you back in.
Go from so there. We don't just put them, like, horrible to say, but like a camp or something, a little... site going,
yeah, like,
know where you
like
are.
A giant raft, like, or something like that. It seems mean to say like a camp, but that's just because the connotations of like concentration camps on it. But yeah, having an area where, yeah, people that haven't
like
been cleared yet should
building
wait.
Like you're
not
all
crazy.
Gonna be in here. It just seems silly, you know.
Having
you
like a big giant nice barge or something that's decked out that isn't falling apart like that one was apparently. There's something wrong with it.
Doesn't matter, we need to keep them in one place so we can check them.
Exactly, like that. It's not a crazy thing to say. And people are like, we can't keep them in a prison or something. It's like, it's not a prison. You're calling it a prison. I'm not going to a prison.
It's like we're keeping them somewhere we can
keep
an eye on them.
A block of flats right by the coast.
I suppose, yeah. Build a fucking 20-story block of flats going. You just got to stay here for a while.
Yeah, we need a lot more than one, but yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it over the last 2 years, 5 million immigrants have come to England? I'm pretty sure it was over the last 2-3 years, it was up to 5 million, where it used to be like 10,000 a year. It's up to fucking almost 2 million or something like that. Yeah, because when we spoke about it in the last one, like it was like 2 million over the last 2 years. Immigration has just like skyrocketed to England. It's like it's probably all the free shit we keep giving out.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously, the UK flipping, you know, everything's inflating and everything. Like we can't keep it up. That's why I honestly think like we should stop giving out homes and stuff like that. They've got to come here with a certain amount of money.
It was 728,000 in net migration at the end of June 2024.
Yeah, that's the end.
Oh, then must be June to June then.
So, and I think the year before that it was like higher than that. So it was almost 2 million people.
Oh, the year before.
Yeah. So what we need to stop doing is obviously giving out stuff to those who come here. It's like right. Well, first of all, you know, if you want health insurance, you're not going to get the NHS because you're not. You know, this is a national health service for those who've been born here.
Which you have to pay in or something.
Yeah, you have to get private medical insurance if you want it. And then obviously they'd have to. I think they should pay like a high rate of tax.
Even like I still have this opinion too that the NHS should be working a lot better than it is for the money we have. If it was like purposeful fucking.
It's administration shit, though, isn't it? Like
yeah.
They need.
Yeah,
to,
that's
they need
what
to like
the
a
problem
completely
is.
Just
change the systems.
It. They need to rebuild it and put so many more checkpoints in place to like check what everything's being used properly.
Well, yeah, people going around making sure everything's being done properly. They're never going to happen, though.
No, of course.
I think they're set on... Well, no, it's not even that. They already throw so much money at it anyway. I think they're just set on privatising it.
Yeah, I think they honestly are going to privatise it. If Labour don't do it, the fucking Conservatives will.
You need reform to come in and sort it out. That's what we need.
Oh, yeah, they're getting my vote next year. Yeah, same. Well, not next year, but next voting season. Because I'm thinking, I want to see a new party have a crack at it.
I'd be interested to see if it's still Nigel Farage by then. I don't know.
I don't think he will, but I think I'm hoping those with similar ideals might be.
Yeah, that's the supposed to be the idea, the general concept behind Thingy, and that's why Elon Musk and all them is getting like so involved in the UK politics now, because with Tommy Robinson and the whole grooming gang thing was the start of it all. Because he always makes such a huge point about the grooming gang situation. And I didn't realise, apparently, that NAFL has been done about that. Like, people haven't been arrested and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, apparently. I mean, let's have a look.
Like politicians and stuff like that?
No, no, we're talking about, like, Asian, Muslim grooming gangs.
Oh, yeah, those fucking... perverts.
Anyone being arrested?
There's a lot of fucking.
Either recent Muslim grooming gangs. They're called grooming gangs, but they're rap gangs, you know. They say rap like that, though, rapey gangs. What they actually are. And apparently, like, evil rapey stuff as well. Not just raping them because they want to have sex, like, doing evil shit to them. Kids as well, you know. Like, I heard some of the examples, and it's like, I heard the one, and it was kind of like, I don't want to hear any more. And I can't even remember that one fully.
And this is why we need capital punishment. Because I'd like to see these bastards hanged.
Well, in the same way, though, to be honest, in another interesting way, though, I kind of like not having capital punishment for them because that's too quick, whereas they get fucked up in prison.
Yeah, to be fair.
They are nobody's friend.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, like, their punishment wouldn't come straight away. It wouldn't be like, oh, you're guilty, off to the chopping block with you. It'd be like, right, here's half a year in Gen Pop for you. You know, no fucking safety. No fucking guards are going to come and save you. You're going to get fucked up every day.
Yeah,
and if you manage to survive that, then you're going to have your fucking neck broken and hung to death.
Fucking Tommy Robinson's being held in, like, what do you call it again now, when you're on your own?
Solitary.
Solitary confinement.
Doesn't deserve it.
For, like, they're planning to keep him there for years, from the sounds of it.
Oh, look, yeah, they're going to protect him. Probably paid.
Oh, no, the opposite. I mean, first of all, that will fuck a person up.
Solitary confinement, I mean, he still gets yard time and stuff like that. Or he'd be, like, on his own.
You're not supposed to be allowed to do it for, like, more than a week or something.
Well, the thing is, you can get fucking the box or whatever they call it, like, from, like, 90 days and shit.
Yeah, that's what it is. I think solitary
confinement. Punishment to fucking get you to fucking.
It's because apparently he'll just get nice. Beaten down, like, doing one they decided to put him into.
Oh, that's the thing. Like they separate the fucking pedos into a different wing of the fucking prison, so they literally.
Tell me, Robinson ain't a pedo, remember though. That's his guard boy.
No, he's not a pedo. He's being treated as one, isn't he?
He's not been to do pedo.
Oh, what the fuck?
No.
You've jumped. You've jumped from fucking something. Oh, he's a journalist, isn't he?
He's involved in trying to. He's been really the only person like making a huge point about it constantly for like a decade.
So basically, someone's trying to get rid of him before he gets fucking.
Well, they've arrested him because the main reason he was arrested was because of what I told you about. He wouldn't give the passcode for his phone. And because he, the other part of it is there was something in one of his documentaries about some Asian kid that he says, you know, like was raping some girls. And the court decided that it wasn't a lie and that he couldn't say it anymore. And he said it in a few other things. So it's that and the thing.
So he's coming out to fight against these grooming gangs, and now they've literally just turned on him, saying, you can't say that. White knights, man, that's what it is.
Well, I mean, nobody's turned on him. Like, the government have turned on him. Like, the government were never with him. He was making a point, like, but they're afraid of being racist. And it's true. Like, it doesn't matter what your opinion of Tommy Robinson is, and whether you think he's racist or not. This whole grooming gang thing, I was trying to see, like, apparently what's happened, but this is a. Breakdown apparently here.
I mean, if he's got all this evidence and shit, why can't we let him show it?
Let's see.
Do it properly.
2001, names of taxi drivers who allegedly picked up girls from care homes in Rotherham. Right,
I have heard about fucking taxi drivers being a fucking rapey.
Yeah, I'd heard they were a part of it in some manner. Okay, so. So names of taxi drivers who allegedly picked up girls from care homes in Rotherham to abuse them were passed to police and council from 2001. First convictions were not until 2010, with the latest in 2024, a total of 61. What the fuck, first of all, there?
So my man was right, and 61 arrests have been made.
I don't think he necessarily was the one that found the evidence.
Mm.
Like, you know.
So we're taking, like, so 61.
And if he did, I don't think they would have took it off him.
61 arrests of taxi drivers making fucking doing rapey shit.
And that it took until 2010 for any to happen. So that's 9 years later, first of all. So they would have to do it for 9 years.
So they've literally been looking for 9 years.
What? So, what? Looking or so just new?
2004.
But the names were given then.
So they had names.
They had the names of them.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. At least now with, like, Uber and stuff like that, you can fucking.
track it all.
They can track all you dropped off. So they probably won't be able to get away with that shit now.
But they could still pick up somebody randomly and be like, yo, do you want to... They could still try that. I bet there's still plenty of people that would take a free taxi if they offered them.
Oh, yeah, man. It wouldn't surprise me. Like, you know, do you want to give a fucking blowy and have a free cab ride? Yes, sick.
Well, if they're planning to, like, you know, rape them and abuse them, they wouldn't even ask for that because they'd be like, no, you're going to give me a free ride.
Turn everything off. Turn all the fucking meters off. And here we go. The doors are locked. Bye.
Yeah, yeah. Just turn it off, ain't it?
So a Channel 4 documentary about claims of young white girls in Bradford were being groomed for sex by Asian abusers and delayed as police forces warned it could inflame racial tensions. And then it finally shown 3 months later.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of this. Afraid of racial tension.
That's the thing. But the problem is it will do that, though. Cause
it should do.
Cause if you find out that you fucking, you know, your next door neighbour's a fucking pedo, you're going to kick the shit out of him, aren't you?
And if you keep it quiet and don't say which are the ones actually doing it, you're just going to think it's all of them. You don't know who it is.
Like, if I found out the police, like, you know, if kept hush-hush that my neighbour was a pedophile, I wouldn't trust them. Well, thanks. Yeah, well, I wouldn't trust no one, but obviously, I'd go kick the shit out of him. But
you wouldn't trust a guy.
But I wouldn't trust the police to the fucking anymore. Because I can't trust them, because if they're keeping this kind of information hush hush.
Yeah, which is the kind of stuff they are doing just because they're afraid of looking racist.
Well, at the end of the day, people are going to go fucking, like, go on a fucking death march if they find out someone's a fucking paedophile. It doesn't matter the colour.
Exactly, yeah, that's the thing, whatever colour it is.
You could be a fucking group of white people, man, and people will go fucking mental.
You know what I'm guessing? Like,
but then I guarantee you, they'd fucking let if it was a fucking load of white people, they would have shown the name straight away.
You know what I'm guessing is, well, because there's not racial tensions in it.
No.
But if we were doing it to Asian people, maybe. You know what I mean?
If it was black or Asian people, they'd probably be like, oh no, don't want to stir up the hatred. Like, no, you're stirring up the hatred for paedophiles.
Yet. But the problem is, though, I think, I'm assuming a lot of this comes from, though, like, the whole concept of in the Muslim faith, in their communities, it is literally against their faith, no matter what the reason, it is against their faith to agree or to dob in a Muslim to a non-Muslim.
Yeah, but then again, like, their fucking Prophet Muhammad married a fucking 9-year-old girl.
Yeah, exactly. So there's also the archaic stuff of...
So it isn't been built within the faith.
People always say, you know, like, well, you know, you say that, but look.
But it says Asian, didn't say Muslim.
What? It is Muslim, from what I remember. It's that Asian.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't mean they're good followers of it.
No, no.
It's that community.
No one who follows a religion are good people, in my opinion.
No, I mean, but some people that follow it, you know, like, are good people.
You really get rare motherfuckers like that.
You know. Well, you just don't be extreme about it, then.
Well, you get your good motherfuckers and bad motherfuckers of every colour, but...
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Islam because of the archaic stuff in it.
No.
The problem is it can't evolve. Like,
they won't let it evolve?
Well, it can't. Catholicism and Catholic Christianity, whatever, that can evolve because it's gospels and all that, you know. It's not the word of God, whereas the Quran is supposed to be the true word of God, so that can never change.
So they can never question the word of God.
Yeah, it can't change. Nothing can in it. Like, you can't alter it. You can't adapt it.
Because the Bible was supposed to be written by those who were followers of Jesus.
Well, yeah, most of it's like different gospels just put together, isn't it? Like, hundreds of years later.
So literally, they can never write to accept gay people. They'll never accept them.
Who?
Muslims.
Yeah, no, of course they won't. No, they never will. Women will never be equal people.
Except by British law.
Well, by not by their law, though.
Yeah, by our law, though. They can't say fuck all.
But they won't be seen or treated as equal.
As soon as they go back to their country, they have to fucking be humble and shit.
As soon as they're in the house.
Oh, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me, yeah. Cause they all... I remember they were trying to bring Shia Law over here, and that was a fucking big no-no.
Well, but I don't really think there was ever, like, a big effort to bring it, because...
No, we mentioned
it. They would all be... A lot of them, when you ask them, I say they would all be, but I saw a thing on it recently... And it was like a huge portion of them asked would be happy going to Sharia Law.
Well, they'd be happy with it, or they wouldn't.
They'd
be happy
with it.
Why?
Because they're Muslim. Like, that's the Muslim law.
Scroll down then. See what other shit this fucking will come
so
about.
So now we go to 2010. 11 men, predominantly of an Asian background, are convicted of offences connected with the sexual exploitation of children in Derbyshire.
Oh my God. All over the fucking shop.
You got the next one?
So, 2011, Times journalist Andrew Norfolk starts receiving tip-offs about child sex exploitation by predominantly Asian men in Rotherham. And it was his insistence on pursuing the story, despite being called racist and concerns the far right would latch onto it, that eventually led to a national inquiry. So that's once again, because obviously it's involving a different coloured person.
It's involving racial stuff.
It's like, it's racism. It's not.
Well, that one, I suppose. Yeah, they're calling him racist, which is just ridiculous.
So my man was literally looking into it. This is stupid.
This is the exact same
thing.
This is what started.
Why is this race card to hold so much power in this day and age?
Well, this is exactly what started Tommy Robinson. This is where he started. And we're going to obviously get into him, I guess, in a minute.
2011
But this is
again.
Why I say, I don't just blanketly assume that he is racist. From everything I've heard him say, and looking at this stuff and how it all led to it, I don't see him being racist. He might be Islamophobic, and I don't know how I feel about Islam.
So literally,
I don't like the word Islamophobic. It's stupid.
So once again, it's literally because a white man is making these inquiries, it's suddenly a racist.
Yeah, it's Islamophobic at the very least,
so
which is now like a
typical
new term
of the UK.
Yeah.
Because literally, like, it always seems to be, if you don't like something, you know, it just happens to be involved in people of a different colour or faith, you're a racist.
Straight away, yeah.
So this is bullshit. This
a lot
is
of
why.
People don't necessarily think that, but they portray it as that.
That's
on,
all they have
on
to
on
do.
Media.
They just play that card, and that card seems to be the fucking ultimate Trump card.
And everyone's afraid of being seen that way.
Well, yeah, because someone calls you a racist out in the open, you're like, I'm not fucking racist, you
dickhead. Yeah. It's one of my triggers, man. I get chubby off Twitch.
Yeah, I think someone called me a racist. I said, I'm not a racist. I'm not like fucking you prick.
Yeah, the one calling somebody a racist is normally a lot more racist.
Oh, generally, yeah. Those you throw it around are generally the worst for it.
I've been racism, as you know.
Yep, you have been.
Recently and a while ago.
I just, at this point in my life, I don't hate people for their colour. It's such a primal thing to hate someone for.
Yeah, you hate them because when they're being a dick.
I hate them because they're a fucking arsehole. Mm-hmm.
Or they're French.
Oh yeah, I don't like the French, no.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of French. They're the exception.
Cause I suppose because they're so... their people are just mostly arseholes. I think that's what it is. They're just rude.
They are. I've not met many French
people.
Like
the Germans. The Germans are very fucking, very rude as well.
No, they're not. My German people are not rude.
I think it's because they're so efficient. I think because they're so efficient at everything they do. So it's like,
yeah,
if you do something that's any remotely, like, kind of, I suppose, like, just inefficient, it's just you're a dickhead, and then they become rude.
No, it's the ones that don't give in to the dirty aspect of German scheisse porn. Not necessarily the shows, sorry, that's shit, isn't it? But that's the poop porn. Not necessarily
shit.
Not necessarily the shows apart, sorry. Take that part out. But the kinky porn.
Germans are.
Yeah, Germans are kinky.
Yeah, they are, to be fair.
Yeah, man.
Nothing wrong with it. I mean, there's no issues with the other. But then it just seems that all this seems to be like the 1 minute a white man takes an interest in fucking stopping these disgusting bastards.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they're of a different colour, they play the race card to try and get away with it.
Yeah, I wonder who it is, though, you know, whether it's them or it's just
the
media.
I always believe it's white knights, man, like the whiteies who go, oh, it's because they're brown, isn't it? Like,
it's because they're brown, isn't it?
It's because they're fucking pedos, that's what it is.
Shockingly, you know, that might be what it is.
It's the kids they're trying to protect, not the fucking colour of these arseholes.
Fucking idiots. It's so stupid, like, you shouldn't have to point out. It sounds so dumb to point out, but...
No, it's so silly, the fact that people have to literally, like, make it of colour because it's like, oh, they're a different colour to you. That means that's why you're doing this. It's not the fact that they are disgusting creatures.
So,
no, it has nothing to do with their colour.
No.
Or their faith, it's them, it's the problem. It's
the
human being themselves.
The faith seems to be, in this situation... a reason why they're not getting caught, and also a reason, you know, not just from how they're using it to, you know, from being able to stick in their community, because there is an issue with that, because that is a thing. Still goes on today with honour killings and all that.
Oh, yeah, it's fucked up, that is.
It's because it's an archaic text. It says, you know, like, if they're doing this, you know, they should basically be killed.
Be stoned to death.
Mm-hmm. So 2011, a girl abused by a grooming gang in Huddersfield writes a letter to a judge about the abuse she had suffered. It was not until 2013 that another victim came forward to police to make formal allegations. Then dozens of girls and men were interviewed over the next few years. Victims and their families said they repeatedly told police, etc.
Oh, that's our police force letting us fucking down again. Like, literally, a girl writes to a judge. Oh, if I was a judge and a girl sent me a letter saying this happened at this place by these men, I'd be like, I want this. I want these motherfuckers in front of me in a court of law in the next month minimum.
Can you see why people were getting angry and, like, you know, kicking off about this? It's not because they're getting
preferential treatment.
It's just a load of girls getting fucking abused and raped by a load of, well, whoever they are, foreigners? Just by a load of fucking pedos.
Foreign pedos.
I think they're English born. A lot of them.
I don't give a fuck whether they're born here or came here at the end of the day. Oh, I don't care what colour the fucking pedos are. We need
it's
to
not
fucking.
The point of their Muslim is the point of their fucking being a pedo, like you said.
Exactly.
Before.
It's just I want them to the chopping block, to the small guillotine.
Operation
cut off the dick.
Bullfinch, it kind of sounds like that. Is launched by the police and council in Oxford to look into a child sex abuse ring in the city. The first convictions are secured in May 2013, then 2015, 2016, 2019, and 2020. So they took their time still.
So inefficient.
Yeah. The first grooming gang convictions of men from Rochdale and Oldham see 9 found guilty of being part of a child sexual exploitation ring run out of 2 takeaways in Greater Manchester since 2008.
Give me an hour of each one of them and they'll tell me who the rest of them are. I'd literally put a small guillotine on the table and go, right, if you don't tell me, I'm going to cut your dick off. And I guarantee you they'll tell me. Obviously, I'd still cut the dick off either way. It's just obviously I'll threaten with the first.
7 had been jailed by 2013, apparently. 13 in 14.
And these are just literally just 17. Asian men. Like, is it literally, okay, this is all it is, just groom gangs of Asian descent? Because obviously, yeah, I'm assuming there's other groups out there, obviously other racial
profiles. Yeah, it seems like
profiles.
It's multiple groups, doesn't it, rather than one big one.
Mm.
Oh, I don't know. Well, a total of
so
29 men
to be like
from
picking out just the foreigners of the foreign descents.
Some of them, I think the other ones further up.
Grooming gangs, port restricted prevents media from reporting on the case to avoid producing other cases. The ban was criticised by far right groups, with Tommy Robinson, also known as Stephen Yaxley Lennon, jailed 30 months later, reduced to 9 months.
Filming outside of court during the trial. So that's what he was arrested the first time, filming outside of court during the trial. I heard it was contempt, but I assumed it was like in court shouting or something. You know,
I didn't
know
you can be held
filming
with
outside of a fucking court.
Well, yeah, usually courts in session, you do something to disrupt the court, you can be held in contempt.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it could
not
be inside
normally
or outside.
Filming outside of a court.
Weird.
Yeah,
20
weird
men in 2018, mainly of Pakistan origin.
Hold on, so charged, but a report restriction prevents media from reporting on it. Oh, okay. So he was, that was probably part of it then. He was just.
So he was literally filming outside of a.
Is it? I've never heard of that before, something that restricts the media from reporting or something. That's
well, you know
true,
when they go,
right,
you know when they go to high court and you only ever see like picture renditions of what's going on. Usually you can't film or anything in there.
Yeah, but that's during a media.
Well, it's ongoing though. It's ongoing.
No, I mean that you hear about that because the news are talking about it, and you see them. They're not even allowed to talk about it. Is the point here? Look, they're not
because you talk about when long, hot, big cases are going in court. No cameras,
no
recording
court,
materials.
Court, that doesn't mean it's an ongoing investigation.
Yeah,
you can talk about it.
Yeah, but that's because that's why he's been held in contempt, because it's still going. When you go into a fucking like Crown Court and shit like that.
I mean, that's not an ongoing investigation. If you had to
it's not an ongoing investigation, but if they can't record anything like that in these fucking hearings. That's why you only see drawn renditions of what's going on in there.
Yeah, you can sometimes.
There's talk about what's occurred.
But you could always talk about it outside, though, and on the news.
Yeah, but
it's
filming.
You
shouldn't have been filming.
Yeah, but I'm saying this one anyway, though. Look, if you read, it prevents the media from reporting on the case full stop.
It's bullshit.
Like, now I've never heard of that
so
before.
Why are we protecting the identities of these groomers? Yeah, these
that's
fucking
the question,
dirty
yeah
fucking bastards. Why are we protecting them?
Why, like, you know, would they go so hard on someone for filming outside, jailing them for 13 months? It's probably because they wanted this completely quiet. They didn't want anything.
2018, 20 men, mainly of Pakistan origin, were part of a Huddersfield child sex abuse ring. Are convicted of 120 rape and abuse offences against 15 girls.
Damn.
It's total sentence to a total of 221 years.
Well, so over like 20 men though, so that's, I can't bother to work it out. It's around 10, isn't it?
It's about 10 years apiece, huh?
Yeah, that's around 10 years, something like that, so it's not as much as it sounds. Only
10 years?
20 years, so it was...
So some of them got a fucking 12 years each.
That 11. So
11 years apiece.
11 years.
That's it?
Yeah.
For ruining children's lives. 120
rape abuse. So 15 girls. 15 girls.
Probably more. These 15 girls, probably their lives ruined. Traumatized
for life.
And they only get 12 fucking years. This is why we need to hang them.
Three separate trials had to be held as there were so many of them. More men have been convicted since, bringing the total number of 41 by 2021. But in 2023, Grooming Gang Task Force is set up by Rishi Sunak's government.
Oh, fair play to him then. Well done, Rishi. What did it actually do though?
We've qualified officers from all 43 police forces in England and Wales. In May 2024, 550 suspects had been arrested and 4,000 victims identified. Okay, well, that's a change in the numbers, to be fair.
It's nice to see some fucking bigger figures popping out. Yeah. Further murder charge of sex offences.
Even then, they didn't make a point of it. You thought they would have been talking about that.
Rotherham's got a fucking quite a bit of a problem going on then.
Rotherham's where Robinson comes from, and there's a lot of.
So there's a fucking fair group over there.
Football hooligan stuff there.
Operation Stovewood sees 11 more men from Rotherham convicted.
It's got a very mixed population like ours, Rotherham does.
So it's like another Birmingham.
Yeah, very much so. Operation Stovewood sees 11 more men from Rotherham convicted.
Then again, if that kind of shit's happening in like a smaller city like Rotherham, could you imagine what's going on in Birmingham?
10 inquiries, look, so I'm guessing that means finding the priority to protect children failed to police social workers.
The problem with social workers, man, they don't have enough power.
There you go, look. Publicly after freedom information request by Birmingham Mail, West Midlands Police Report. So I'd assumed we was in it too, like you were saying.
It's a high population of...
Police knew 5 years before that Asian grooming gangs were targeting children outside schools in Birmingham, but were worried about community tensions if made public. Fucking
Once up. Again, they were fearing a race battle.
2010 to 2015, they knew about gangs... I remember hearing about that when I was younger. I remember hearing. I was always in college by then, when we were in 2010.
I remember hearing about fucking, like you're saying, like fucking some suspicious Asian men were hanging outside of schools and
grabbing girls and that. Yeah.
I remember fucking one person we used to know said that she was almost grabbed as a kid by a fucking Asian dude. Yeah.
I think I've heard people say before, actually, but you always just kind of like, yeah, okay.
Remember then it's like, well, shit, she may have been. Yeah, probably being genuine truth to her story, because she said some fucking neighbour dude came out and started shouting like.
Oh, that's I mean, they're so okay. The stuff that could easily happen as well, where they would just like come and grab. But normally, you'd expect it not somewhere that could be traced. Like, it'd be really dumb coming out like and grabbing a kid into your house, you know.
Man, this is ridiculous, and this is obviously. I know that this happens with all races. Like, there's always dirty bastards.
She was in Celebrity Big Brother. She was on Celebrity Big Brother and stuff, and there was still not much happening in this because she tried for ages to get stuff to happen.
Serious case review. Oh, Safeguard Children Partnership.
373 children, including 50 boys, could have been groomed and sexually exploited in the city. It accused Thames Valley Police of not believing children when they complained. Because I'm trying to make out there's not, but there's obviously going to be guys in there that want boys. Well, even in the Muslim community, you know. Yeah. It's just crazy. And this is all the stuff, you know, the Tommy
Rand. I'm going to have to call it here.
Oh, that's cool.
I've got 13 minutes till I get to get to the bus stop.
No worries, then. We'll end it right there. Thank you very much for being a part and talking to the people. Is there anything you want to let them know before we head off?
Be a good motherfucker, man. You know.
That's a good...
It's not hard to be a good person, man.
Really not.
Just be good. Don't be horrible. Don't be an arsehole for no fucking reason. And, yeah, if you see any fucking dirty paedophile bastards, kick the head in for me. I love you a long time.
I don't know about that, because then you're going to get screwed over probably more than them. That's the issue.
What, for inciting violence to pedos?
Yeah, well, yeah. Make sure you do it quietly.
Yeah.
Although, we're not saying that online, because then we're saying stuff now. And I've wondered whether videos can count.
I don't know.
Your social media, technically YouTube.
My name's not out there, so I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you know that. Okay, well, we're going to go then before I get myself arrested.
Love y'all. Be good.
Always remember... to smoke, chill, and know things.
As much as you can, and be a good motherfucker.
And find your pee, and get in a partner. That's gay. I'm gonna
find a good close group of mates. Make sure you're all on the same pages, and you know none of you are fucking evil secretly. And look after each other.
Don't murder.
Oh, well, okay. Murder bad people.
There you go. Yeah, good kind of murder. All right, then. Cool. Peace.